With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Finding themselves at war with Hamas terrorists, Israel's political factions are pulling together. Opposition leader Benny Gantz announcing he has an agreement to enter a wartime unity government with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In a joint statement, the two men say they'll be forming a five-member war management cabinet. Ahead of an expected massive ground assault, Israel has been hammering the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City. Saturday's murderous Hamas rampage saw Israeli civilians slaughtered. Congressman Kevin McCarthy says the House Republican caucus at its meeting last evening
said a prayer for Israel. As you know, every year I would lead the new members to Israel. We do it on a bipartisan basis. On our last trip, we went down to visit the border along Gaza, see the Iron Dome. And we went and toured a kibbutz. That is the exact same one that you found the atrocities today of young babies being murdered, being decapitated.
Republicans say the barbaric attack raises questions about security here at home, given the wide-open southern border and millions who have poured unvetted into the country. President Biden, while not mentioning Iran, says the U.S. has Israel's back and is stepping up military aid. This as the U.S. tries to determine the fate of American citizens unaccounted for in Israel.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. believes that 20 or more Americans are missing.
But I want to underscore and stress that does not mean necessarily that there are 20 or more American hostages. Just that is the number who are currently unaccounted for.
Sullivan said that the administration at the moment has no plans of putting U.S. troops on the ground.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Will it be Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, maybe someone else? Lawmakers due to vote today on a new Speaker of the House. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 70 points, and NASDAQ ahead 49. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival.
It took place over the past weekend in Essen, Germany, and organizers say more than 500 people made professions for Christ. Thousands showed up to hear Graham preach the gospel and listen to music from A-list contemporary Christian artists. The popular evangelist will round out the year with a gospel festival in Rome, scheduled for November 4th and 5th. He's already got trips to Mexico and Poland set for next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern has a new report on persecution of Christians in India. ICC says a rise of anti-conversion laws in India makes it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Acts as innocuous as talking about heaven or offering snacks after a church service fall afoul of the laws. Persecution has intensified since the Hindu nationalist BJP party came to power about a decade ago. This is SRN News. Arizona Republican Carrie Lake running for U.S. Senate.
Hello, Arizona!
Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake kicked off her campaign with a rally in Scottsdale, Arizona, Tuesday.
If the Democrats keep the Senate, they will pack the Supreme Court. They will make Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico a state. They will legalize infanticide. They'll block President Trump's agenda.
She's trying out new messages and courting the support of national Republicans. The rally included a video endorsement from former President Donald Trump.
And when I'm back in the White House, I need strong fighters like Carrie.
Other Republican candidates include Pinal County Sheriff Mike Lamb. I'm Jennifer King.
The latest on inflation, wholesale prices surging 2.2% last month compared to 1 year ago. That is the sharpest rise in wholesale prices in 5 months, suggesting that inflation remains a problem despite 18 months of interest rate hikes by the Fed. More details, SRNNews.com.